Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing guy.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friends Jane and Pierce Howard back on the show. Jane and Pierce are the co-authors of Personality at Work, the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, I should say, the complete title. Dr. Pierce Howard is the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain. Now, I don't know how many editions, how many versions that's got. He has that, maybe four or five, and lots of new stuff coming out. That's an amazing book, an award-winning book, and they're our good friends, Pierce and Jane. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
Pleasure to be here.
Good to have you back, Jane. Hi, Pierce.
Greetings.
Hey, one of the things I know you guys have been talking about lately is what you call the dark side of personality. Couldn't you just say in-laws?
You might be tempted, but we have to think about it more broadly than that.
Okay. All right. So, what do you mean by the dark side? Is it as intuitive as it sounds?
Pretty much. It's when a personality trait goes to the extreme such that it has, very detrimental effect, especially on business, when you encounter that kind of an extreme trait in an individual in a business context. It can really upset what's going on in the context of that business.
In fact, some people have called the dark side of personality in the business world. There was an article in Harvard Business Review recently that described it as psychopath light. It's not a full-fledged psychopath because it's functional, but it is in that direction because it has trouble keeping jobs and keeping relationships. It's characterized, Jim, by two or three things that really stand out to the extent that they've gone rigid in this person. One is a sense of narcissism, a sense that they can do no wrong, that they are superior to everyone around them, and that everyone else is a fool, they're insufficient, etc. A second characteristic is...
Can I stop you for a second? So having a dark side doesn't necessarily mean that they're mean or evil. It just means it's more likely to mean that they're self-absorbed?
No, it could be mean also.
Okay, could be mean.
So the first characteristic is a sense of deviant self-righteousness in the form of narcissism. Can do no wrong, is always right. The second characteristic is greed, that they want it all. The third characteristic is an acute lack of empathy for those around them, particularly the victims of their dark side.
Mm-hmm.
It's lack of greed, lack of empathy, greed, and that kind of self-righteousness deserve.
Most people listening to this definition, this nomenclature you're talking about, would think, well, how does a person like that ever get into a position of influence? It's amazing how much they can, isn't it?
Yeah.
They can, and I mean, small business owners need to be aware of this because they may become the target for this person. The individual may say, I could make my way into this small company, and... Mm-hmm.
So you think, are you saying a person with a dark side of personality has an agenda?
Yes. Always. In fact,
this is typically
the way it works. The person with the dark side typically has strix that makes them of value. They might be a computer whiz. They might be a financial
system
whiz.
An organizer.
Yeah. So they've got something that makes them of value.
They're probably smart, too, aren't they?
Yes. Typically very smart and can talk their way out of a box. But what they lack is the creativity and the originality and the initiative to create a business, for example, that could make it on their own under their leadership. And so what they do is find somebody's business they can take over.
Because they can't get anybody to follow them initially. Hold on to that thought.
Right.
We're gonna explore this a little bit more after these messages, now that we've established the idea. So you know what to watch for after these messages. Right back to Pearson Jane Howard, 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.